He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's love without end, amen. It's love without end, amen.
Speaking of father moments,
when I became a father,
a lot of you listeners may or may not realize I actually have another son. I have two boys. I have Romy here, who helps me with the show all the time. I have another son who lives in Portland, Oregon. And there was a time in our lives where he and I didn't see eye to eye very well. And I went up on a business trip to Portland, and his name's T-Boy, William. And I said, T-Boy, I'm gonna hire a fishing guide. We're going to go out in the Columbia River. We're just going to murder some salmon out there, baby. I hired a guide out of Hood River, and we jumped on the river and anchored up and dropped the lines in there. And we had 9.5 hours of talking.
No,
it was a should have been here yesterday.
Should have been here yesterday.
And how many herring did you drown in that 9.5 hours?
A lot. We got one hit, and we didn't even sink the hook good. So we had a lot of time for William and I to talk, and about 6.5 hours in it, it was a real Father's Day event. He says, Dad, and he kind of tapped me on the back. He said, Dad, I just want you to know, I'm not mad at you anymore. And I looked at him, and I'm thinking, you know what, punk? You never had any reason to be mad at me, and I'm not over it yet.
So we're not finished. We need to go fishing again tomorrow to get this solved.
Oh, man. My boy T-Boy, he's a good boy. So we're talking Father's Day events. We're talking about barbecue. We'd like to hear about your recipes. And we're talking about any home improvement project that you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. That's why we show up every Saturday morning to take your calls. The number is 1-888-767-4348. The newsroom is like out of control.
You know, it is, and I'm going to put that off again. It's the digital newsroom. We take the interesting emails, letters, phone calls that we get during the week, but we got an important call.
Oh, we do.
We do. We do. Kevin needs some help.
Okay.
On his man cave, his shop.
All right,
Kevin.
That's a good.
How can we help you?
Well, our house is 2,700 square foot. The shop's 3,200.
Oh, it's perfect. Shop's bigger than the house. I love it.
Yeah, I got a roof, got a cement tile roof, and it's like 20 years old, and I've had it fixed a little bit here and there. I noticed the edges are starting to droop again, and the wood's getting bad underneath. And I just didn't know if it's cost-effective or correct to maybe use some of that marine-grade plywood.
What do you think, Stan?
Well, I think that that's probably overkill.
Okay.
I think with a proper roof and properly maintained, you really don't need to go to that extreme.
Okay, I just thought it was a little more impervious to the elements and such forth.
With a good roof coating on top of that, you know, just, you know, even today, the OSB sheeting is code approved for roof sheeting. And I just wouldn't go to the additional expense of going to the marine grade plywood. If you want to use plywood, you could go to a half-inch five-ply that, you know, had a little bit more
beef.
Structural strength to it, a little more beef to it. But the marine grade, I would not think so.
If he just wants to go overkill, he could.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with doing it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
You don't need to spend all
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Just an additional expense, you bet.
It's been a while since I bought marine-grade plywood. I don't even know what the upcharge is.
Well, I don't either, but I think it's probably pretty substantial over half-inch plywood or 5/8.
Yeah.
I run through our newsletter or...
Do it. You
digital.
Got a pile there, man.
I do.
Let's get through a couple
Busy
here
week.
Before top of the hour.
We're going to start with Linda, who saw you on 3TV talking monsoon prep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You got a...
Yeah, Royal Norman did a great show on preparing for the monsoon. And
got you in there?
Yeah. That wasn't the great part of the show.
Oh.
But
Royal Norman was the star of the show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But he was filming at that home that got struck by lightning last monsoon season and almost burned to the ground. And so he was talking about the importance of lightning protection as well as surge protection. So I got my 2 cents in.
All right. She wanted to know, where do I get lightning protection?
Well, that would be surge protection would be in the Maricopa County area, would be Austin Electric. Surge protection in Tucson would be the Solar Store. And then lightning protection would be Bob Ross at Lightning Busters.
Larry in Phoenix, we heard us talking about locking up for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about shutting fixtures off underneath the sinks and at every plane. He said, why don't I just go shut it off out at the street? And you could.
Yeah.
But if you've got irrigation, it's going to cut that off. So you can come back to the house
water
and
level.
Shut it off there.
And another, excuse me for interjecting and interrupting, but another critical element for not turning it off at the house is if you've got fire sprinklers inside your house. That shutoff valve is going to, if it's not in the right place, you could be shutting off the water supply to your fire sprinkler. So make sure that when you go away that you still have sprinkler protection if your house is plumbed for it. So.
And if you do that, make sure you drain your water heater as well and unplug it. We've got an entire article on shutting your home up for the summer vacations if you're leaving or if you're a snowbird, although most of those are probably gone. And then Mike, he wants to know, what's that meat tenderizer you use for stings? And it was Adolph's meat tenderizer.
That's
I had
right.
never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie had heard it. We had callers call in. We were talking with our bug guys for sting relief.
That's right.
Adolph's meat tenderizer will help you on meat. I got another stack here. We'll pick up on the 10 o'clock hour at some point.
Did he really say brains for brains?
He did. He did.
I got another
believe
one
that?
For you.
My son said that.
He did. Aren't you proud?
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.